Steve Miller Band's The Star of the Hour and Fly Like an Eagle, or Fly Like a Drone as the case may be, and Joe Jackson with Stepping Out, but not more than 1 kilometre away from your residence. The Full English Breakfast Show, balmy days are coming, as you've seen over the weekend, glorious weather, and the warm weather will bring welcome respites and put pressure on authorities trying to control crowds and gatherings. But scientists also believe warm weather could bring new insights into the coronavirus by showing whether it reacts to the onset of spring. Flu epidemics tend to die out as winter ends. Could sunshine similarly affect the behaviour of the coronavirus and its spread? It's a key question, and epidemiologists are watching for changes very closely. We've talked about this before. Initial studies of other coronaviruses, the common varieties that cause colds, do suggest a seasonal pattern, with peaks occurring during winter and disappearing in spring. Intriguingly, the peaks tend to coincide with flu outbreaks. By contrast, only small amounts of coronavirus appear to be transmitted in the summer. A key study, the common coronaviruses, was published last week by scientists at Oxford College University. By analysing samples collected several years ago, they found high rates of coronavirus infections in February, while in summer they were very low. Other studies have also shown coronaviruses are seasonal in behaviour in temperate climates. The study's lead author sounded a note of caution, though. We could see continued but lower levels of coronavirus transmission in the summer, but this may reverse in the winter if there's still a large susceptible population at that point. And given this is a novel virus, we don't know if a seasonal pattern will hold over the summer, given high levels of susceptibility in the population. And for this reason, it's crucial that we all act now to follow current health advice. The point is stressed by other scientists who warn that the COVID-19 virus is a completely new infectious agent, and so there has been no chance for populations to build up any immunity. As a result, it's likely to continue to spread at current rates despite the onset of summer. And Michael Skinner at Imperial College London said, "I'm sure seasonal variations in the virus's behaviour will play a role in its spread, but compared with the effect we're having with social distancing, it will be a very minor influence. It may produce some marginal effects, but these will not be a substitute for self-isolation." Ben Newman of Reading University is more emphatic. "This virus started in near-freezing conditions in China and is rapidly growing both in Iceland, on the equator in Brazil, and Ecuador. As winter turned to spring, the virus growth has accelerated worldwide. This is not War of the Worlds, and there's no deus ex machina to reach out to the clouds and put this right. So we have to beat the virus ourselves." Time for this morning's comedy, which has been suggested by Dominique. Here's Mrs. Hughes with "Till Death Us Do Part."
And Mrs. Hughes, I've been married a long time. I've been married so long that my oldest daughter's my age. I didn't mean to be married this long. No, I just stuck around the last 10 years pretty much to piss him off. Who thought "Till Death Do Us Part" was going to take this long? People ask me all the time, what's the secret to a long and happy marriage? I can tell you the secret to a long one. Children. That's the reason my husband and I are together today, is the kids. Neither of us wanted custody. If any of you out there are planning on having children, take my advice and have natural childbirth. Save that anesthesia till that kid's a teenager and you're really married. My son Scooter was the sweetest child on the planet. 10 years old, we're at dinner one night and he goes, "Mama, when I get married, I want to marry someone exactly like you." Then out of the corner of my eye, I saw my husband go. One minute, Scooter's 10 years old and the sweetest child. The next thing you know, like that, he's 15 and he's copped an attitude. We'd been fighting all day and he came over to me and he goes, "So, why'd you have me?" "Well, actually, we didn't know it'd be you." We were hoping for someone with a job. When Well, he's all grown up now. He's in love and he wants to get married. Do you think she's anything like me? The first time I met Hiawatha, she had a safety pin through her eyeball. I didn't even know your eyebrow could fall off. Stop it, I only have 8 minutes. Neither one of these kids are the sharpest cheese on the cracker. She thinks fiance and finance are spelled the same. He thinks God's name is Howard. Our Father who art in heaven, Howard, be thy name. It's my fault. When he was growing up, I said to him, don't get smart. Now he's grown and he's not.
Okay, time for a new feature. I had an email about a week or so ago from Suzanne, who said, I belong to a writing club organised by a friend in Monton, the Amazon best-selling author Martin Lake. We had the idea of giving you pieces we've written to read out for the listeners, if you would like, for some extra entertainment. We've taken up the challenge, so there will be a short story or poem every day this week at 9:20. The first one is A Day in the Life by Susan Batson, which is read by Dusty Rhodes.
She stirred as the bedclothes gradually started to shift. Not necessarily wishing to be disturbed, she carefully opened one eye. Still snuggled into the soft furriness of the cover, she yawned, stretched and delicately opened the other eye. Her friend was getting up, so it seemed time to move. She dropped to the floor and sauntered along in no particular hurry. The day stretched ahead, nothing pressing to do or think about. A perfect sort of day, really. Breakfast was usually a long, drawn-out affair, and it was always nice to have some company. She sat for a while in silent meditation, waiting for her friend to finish, getting ready so they could be together and not eat alone. By now the sun had risen and the early fragmented light was slowly creeping through the curtains. A warm sheen of sunlight fell on her. How delightful. She moved towards the door and with a graceful swish squeezed through the small space leading onto the terrace. It was lovely to bask in the warmth and the haziness of the late summer day. Today seemed much like any other. She blinked as she heard the door click shut and heard, bye, see you later, with half an ear. The earth was cool beneath her, with the scent of grass and flowers all around. Bliss. Sometime later on, though she had no idea how much time had passed, she was wide awake again and could sense something important was about to happen. She stood up a little too quickly and nearly toppled over again, stretched and bounded towards the gate, just in time to see her friend climbing up the stairs to return home. Seconds later, the key reached the lock. Meow, she said as she rubbed around the gatepost and legs, not really knowing which was which in her haste. Welcome home. I've been waiting for you all day.
A Day in the Life by Susan Batson, read by Dusty Rhodes. Nice cat there, Dusty. Another story tomorrow morning at the same time, which will be read by Sarah Lysett tomorrow.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysett has the top stories across the Riviera.
According to the latest figures reported, 8,078 people have died in France from the coronavirus since the beginning of the epidemic, including 5,889 in hospital and 2,189 in nursing homes and other medical social establishments. The number of patients in intensive care stands at 6,978. In the region, 9 coronavirus patients were reported to have died on Sunday in the Alpes-Maritimes and the Var. Since the beginning of the epidemic, 43 people have died in the Alpes-Maritimes and 36 in the Var and 29 in the nursing home in Mougins. As a whole, the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region registered 17 deaths on Sunday from the virus. There are 7,593 cases and 435 patients are in intensive care. Monaco reported 7 new cases of the virus, bringing the total to 73, of which 70 cases are active, 3 have since recovered and 2 people have died. Meanwhile, in Italy, the death toll has been the lowest for more than 2 weeks. The number of deaths recorded in 24 hours in Italy, 525 on Sunday, was the lowest in more than 2 weeks. The curve has started to descend, said the boss of the Higher Institute of Health. Also, there were fewer deaths for the third consecutive day in Spain. The country registered 674 deaths from COVID-19 on Sunday in the past 24 hours. That's a decrease for the third day in a row. Authorities say they have stabilised the spread of the virus, but to succeed in reducing the pandemic, the government has decided to extend the confinement until April the 25th. And London threatens to tighten confinement if it's not respected. Health Minister Matt Hancock has once again urged the British to comply, not to be tempted by the good weather to hang out. He protested that a small minority still do not follow these guidelines. He warned that the executive would not hesitate to ban outdoor exercise if the instructions were not followed. Meanwhile, in a rare address given by the Queen on Sunday, the monarch said that the UK will succeed in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic. An hour after the Queen's broadcast, Downing Street announced that the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had been taken to hospital following his coronavirus diagnosis. Mr Johnson has been self-isolating since he tested positive for the virus on March the 27th. In other news, a new fast blood test for COVID-19 is being developed and tested in France after a successful hospital trial. The test is being developed by Biospedia, based at the Institut Pasteur in Paris. Laboratories will be allowed to test for the virus from today, Monday, April the 6th. The test will allow doctors to know if someone's blood contains antibodies against COVID-19, which will confirm if they have had the virus or not, even if they had no symptoms. The blood tests can not only help to diagnose patients in the later stages of the illness, but also show the extent of the virus's real spread among the population. Meanwhile, Corsica wants to become a pilot territory to test treatment with hydroxychloroquine. The chairman of the Executive Council of Corsica has sent an open letter to Prime Minister Edouard Philippe asking that the prescription can be done not only in hospitals, but also in a controlled manner in the private medical environment. Police have reported that 20 fines were handed out in Old Nice on Saturday the 4th of April and 50 on Sunday the 5th of April in the centre of Nice for non-respect of the confinement measures. Sunday saw one person who fled when the police attempted to control him be later tracked down by a drone which is currently being used by officers to control the area. The Prefecture of the Alpes-Maritimes banned walks and sporting activities on the port of Nice from Saturday until at least the 15th of April. Travel related to individual physical activity, walking and the needs of pets are prohibited throughout the port of Nice. Fines are now €135 if the trip cannot be justified. Organisers of the Tour de France are looking into possibly postponing the race until August due to the coronavirus outbreak. This year's Tour de France was due to start in Nice on June the 27th for 3 weeks of competition, arriving on the Champs-Élysées on July the 19th. According to reports, the race could take place from July the 25th to August the 16th and therefore be delayed by 1 month, which would in turn also shift the Tour de Spain, scheduled from August the 14th to September the 6th. French politician and leader of the far-left party France Insoumise, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, has called for the suspension of all rents during the confinement period. Mélenchon stated that there are insurance systems which exist for owners before adding, "I have tabled a bill to create a system to supply a common fund to guarantee rents." The proposal has already been formulated by La France Insoumise in a bill submitted on Friday at the National Assembly. The LFI group wishes the suspension of the payment of rent during the duration of the sanitary crisis across the country, as demanded by associations and unions, and as it is practiced in some European neighbouring countries. A man who deliberately let himself be locked into a supermarket overnight is to appear in court today. The incident occurred in Pau, where the individual patiently waited for the staff at the Auchan hypermarket to close the store on Saturday before helping himself to bottles of champagne and whiskey before watching pornographic films. The evening visitor was discovered drunk in the supermarket in the early hours. The man was then taken to hospital. However, still intoxicated, he managed to damage a heart monitoring machine by pouring hydroalcoholic gel on it. Placed in police custody, the man will appear in court today. Meanwhile, in the Pyrenees Orientales, a man was arrested and fined €135 after failing to respect confinement measures after he tried by all means to go to the other side of the Spanish border to buy cigarettes that are cheaper than in France. Finally, if you're dreaming about the golf course, practicing your swing in the living room, or for those of you lucky enough to have one, setting up a driving range in the garden, as amateur golfers such as yourself, Rob, have been biting their clubs since the start of confinement, in order to allow them to indulge in their passion despite everything, the Academy of the French Golf Federation has published a series of daily online videos under the hashtag GolfezChezVous. And if it's not golf that you miss, but the regular pub quiz or both, then why not take part in Dave's Trivia Night? It's free and takes place every Wednesday night in English and French from 8:55pm French time. Teams of up to six get in touch with each other on video call, and a team captain sends the answers. There are some great prizes to win. To find out more and register, go to Dave's Trivia Night Facebook page or email davestrivianight@gmail.com.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. I don't think setting up a driving range in my garden would be a very good idea. Might get a visit from the police after all the smashed windows. And talk about people doing stupid things. Police stopped a man on the motorway near here on Saturday with a garden table strapped to the roof of his car. He said he'd found it on the Bon Coin and gone to collect it. And he was fined €135 for his trouble. Formula One, the McLaren boss Zak Brown has said the sport is in a very fragile state and needs big changes to survive. Mr. Brown says the coronavirus crisis is potentially devastating for enough teams to make the situation very threatening to Formula One as a whole. Cost savings plans for the sport will be discussed by Formula One bosses today, although there's some division as to the best way forward. Mr. Brown was speaking in a BBC interview and said he believes the budget for 2021 needs to be lowered significantly. Footballer Manchester City player Kyle Walker is facing club discipline after reports said that he'd broken lockdown rules by hosting a party involving two sex workers. Walker, who's 29, has apologised and urged people to stay home and stay safe during the coronavirus outbreak. In a statement, Manchester City said the player had directly contravened his responsibilities as a role model and that it would be holding an investigation. Cricket, the Australian coach Justin Langer said he sees merit in playing games behind closed doors as a solution to restarting the sport once the coronavirus pandemic ends. Langer said you play the sport because you love it and the crowd should not be the be-all and end-all for the game to work. He said he hoped that a balance could be struck and that some good would come out of the terrible crisis that's affecting everyone in the world at the moment. And in rugby union, the former British and Irish Lion and Scotland coach Dougie Morgan has died at the age of 73 after a long illness. The scrum half played 21 tests for Scotland and captained the side in the Five Nations in 1978. He appeared in two tests for the Lions in 1977. After his playing career ended, he moved into coaching and was part of the Scotland set-up for the 1990 Grand Slam win before taking charge of the team in 1993.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
The coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaracy and the Var. The general situation, high pressure 1,018 to 1,020 millibars over the region. Winds are easterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, easterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are easterly, force 3 to 5, the sea is slight to moderate, visibility is good, barometric pressure at Cap Course, 1,019 millibars, and the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, easterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts, crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Well, we have to take some small crumbs of comfort at the moment, and the weather is one of them. Absolutely glorious over the weekend. It's looking pretty good for all of this week as well. Clear skies today, light to moderate southeasterly winds. Temperatures 18 to 20 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 11 degrees on the coast, 7 degrees inland with clear skies. Tuesday and Wednesday, clear skies with highs of 18 to 20 degrees again. Finally, conspiracy theories claiming 5G technology helps transmit coronavirus have been condemned by the scientific community. Videos have been shared on social media showing mobile phone masts on fire in Birmingham and Merseyside, along with the claims. The posts have been shared on Facebook, YouTube and Instagram, including by verified accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers. But scientists say the idea of a connection between COVID-19 and 5G is complete rubbish and biologically impossible. The conspiracy theories have been branded the worst kind of fake news by NHS England Medical Director Stephen Powers. And many of those sharing the posts are pushing conspiracy theory, falsely claiming that 5G, which is used in mobile phone networks and relies on signals carried by radio waves, is somehow responsible for coronavirus. Now, the theories appear to have first emerged via Facebook posts in late January, around the same time the first cases were recorded in the US. Now, both the notions are complete rubbish, says Dr. Simon Clark, Associate Professor in Cellular Microbiology at the University of Reading. The idea that 5G lowers your immune system doesn't stand up to scrutiny. Now, your immune system can be dipped by all sorts of things, by being tired one day or not having a good diet. Those fluctuations aren't huge, but can make you more susceptible to catching viruses. While very strong radio waves can cause heating, 5G is nowhere near strong enough to heat people up enough to have any meaningful effect. Too much time on their hands. 17 minutes to 8, so you're up to date. The news is on the website, rivieradio.mc.